we're in a very special place, remember, because the Lord's story has finished, means he had talked about something. Now he's going on with different subjects here and there, the different paragraphs, to do what? To expand that stuff that he was talking about. So you have to understand when and where he's saying all these thoughts. He talked about the problem of the people in a city. Special city which everybody is comfortable, everything is good, but the people, they're non-believers. Why? First of all, because they know a lot. Secondly, because they know a lot of nonsenses. Because to us, the logical cause and effect is nonsense. Because there are a lot of emotions that it's not like that cause and effect physical stuff. We are talking about beyond the knowledge and intelligence. We're talking about wisdom, which has nothing to do with this. We talked about it a lot. This one, you shouldn't even feed this to this. It should go to the heart, that nowhere in you. Because we are talking about that no physical existence of you. The spirit, right? Is that okay? It happened like this and this, and at the end, often the 13th prophet didn't succeed to convince them. Rumi said, okay, this is it. The prophets should give up. But they don't. Why? Because they are not doing it for you. And they don't have that real assurance that it will work on you. They talk because they know the truth, and the truth is forcing them. They are doing that because they love doing it. So they won't give up. Means, don't worry, the book is not finished and I go on. But I know that some of you, you have all of those nonsense. So, let's talk about the different matters here, somehow, after that. Do you remember the first story? Okay, you know what? At the end, let me tell you. What are you doing studying this book? Trying to enrich yourself. Enrich with what? Huh? What do you do to enrich yourself? Logically, you are a logical fellow. A six-year-old boy will ask you, what should I do to enrich myself? First of all, you have to explain to that guy that by this enrichment, I don't mean money. Or do we? We're not talking about economy here. So, what is the richness? Being rich in this wisdom. We explain you need this wisdom. We explain the wisdom in book two. In book three, we're talking about how you get it all. He said, first of all, remember, you have to enrich yourself in what? In wisdom, right? How? Logically, again, you will explain to the boy that, oh, is it like a study? You go to school, then high school, then college, university, like that. That's not it here. Do you remember? Right at the beginning, Rumi told us that in this path, everything is different. Here, so you're looking for wisdom. Let me tell you, don't look for the wisdom. Look for something more important. What was that? Anyone remember?
The thirst, the need.
The thirst, the need. He said, don't look for the water. Look for the thirst. Because when you're thirsty, you seriously look for the water, and that's not it. When you're thirsty, the water is looking for you. You forgot that. Because to us, this wisdom, this is not knowledge. This is something which will be put in us. It comes from another source. It doesn't come from the culture that we learn from our parents and last generation. Did Michelangelo learn it from the stupid guys before him? That's it. Magical source is there, and we know it. Why? Because we know that the only people that everybody is certain that they are happiest fellows are the people in love. And they all explain it to us. That's it. What is that it? Give up being selfish. Give up being in love with yourself. Do you remember loving yourself? Do you remember the name of the guy? Narcissism. In Persian language, the flower is Nargis, because the flower is looking at itself. That's why they call it Narcissus and narcissism. And the guy, yeah, he was punished solo, so he fell in love with himself. We remember that. That's the sickness, because that's in every single animal. Animal comes with loving itself, because the brain is made to protect me. That's what it is here. We are talking about we, not me. The other one, right? He said, therefore, remember, don't look for the wisdom. Look for the real thirst. Because this wisdom, you know why? This wisdom is not difficult, is it? To whom will present this wisdom? Do you remember? Please. A six-year-old boy, an alien. Whatever I talk here, they both understand. Because it's simple. Did Rumi say, the most educated one should come around and I will tell them how to do it? It's not knowledge. It's something else. Which everybody could do. Being kind, everybody could do. Being knowledgeable is difficult. This is the difference. Here, first of all, you have to understand you need to change. Because the ego, the self, self-satisfied, doesn't want to change. That is the problem. And we told you that right at the beginning. We said, you are the king who fell in love with this handmaiden. And it's handmaiden, really, isn't it? It's not a slave. The good thing is handmaiden. You fall in love with this, and this one helps you. Everything was okay. Until the exception is there, because this one knows only the rules. Remember? We started like that. Book 2, right at the beginning, he said, remember, you have only one enemy, this one. No one is your enemy. You know what? The universe likes you. That's why you're here and still alone. If not, it will kill you. As simple as that. The problem is this, the ego. That's the real enemy. He said, this is the donkey, hates the path, and wants to go and enjoy itself. That's what it is. Here, remember, all of that plus the water to you is just a subject. To us, no. We believe in the water which is running. It's a river. We know knowledge expands itself, not only with our curiosity or our effort, it jumps out from the geniuses that nobody knows how this guy knew it. If you want an example, go and read the book of Sigmund Freud. Go and page it. Not the main book that everybody knows. He has another small book which is criticizing the way our civilization is growing. And somehow he preview all the problems that we face now. Go and look at it. Don't you understand? Yet the guy was genius somehow. Somewhere there is something special over there. Who is that fellow? One of us? We don't know. Because every single of us is carrying a very special potentiality. If the environment is good and everything is good, it will flourish. Sometimes it will just jump out by itself. So we believe in the planner, and we know the planner has put some active information here for us to interact with, and we're doing it. This is what will push us. We believe that the water is looking for us. Do you remember in book two that story that I say it's my favorite? The guy sitting on the wall, the water will talk to him and will guide him. Who was the teacher of that guy? It was just like another story that the river will tell the Siddhartha what's happening. Here the river talked to him because we believe in that river. We believe in a gift which is sent to us. Why? No one knows. Is it there? Everybody knows. It started with this talking. That space of imagination is out here, and we live in that. That's our reality, isn't it? So he said, believe in that. Remember, the thirst will save you. Then he went to a story which is not finished yet. The story was about one woman who is bringing a child to the prophet, and the child shocked you. Remember? Because he was talking. And the mom said, who taught you that? Is it Gabriel? Where is it? On top of your head. Don't you see it? Means the Gabriel is on the top of your head. But you don't see it. Why? Because you are not innocent like a child. You are so selfish that you believe that you know it all. And the Gabriel, if it is here, is not supposed to be here to teach you something. Maybe he is here to learn something from you. Because that ego is like this, I know it. Listen, you should understand you have the shortcomings. And the Gabriel is there, but you don't get it because that's a special stuff. Let's go to another paragraph now. Who is the guilty one? You are, because he's recovering in the recovering state.
How an ego sees the Buddha of the prophet, on whom be peace, and carried it into the air and turned it upside down, and how a black serpent dropped down from the boot. They were thus engaged when Mustafa heard from aloft the call to the ritual prayer. He asked for water and renewed the ablution. He washed his hands and face with that cold water. He washed both his feet and gave attention to his boot. A boot snatcher carried off the boot. That man of sweet address moved his hand towards the boot. An ego snatched the boot from his hand.
You see,